This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Today, we have in the studio Amy Eisler Gibson. I think a lot of people realize that she's the owner of the Gallery at the Watershed. Welcome, Amy.
It's great to be here, Sandy.
Amy is also the executive director of the new Watershed Arts Foundation. She's going to talk to us about that today. It's a new nonprofit arts education foundation. Amy, how many hats do you have on?
More than I can count, Sandy.
Can you tell us first, just quickly, about the show that's going on right now?
Yes, the show is called Christy Wyckoff Pictures. We're very excited about the show. It's a solo show by Christy, who is a gentleman who has taught art and led art departments throughout the Pacific Northwest for about 30 years. It's a beautiful show, prints, paintings, glasswork. Mm-hmm. And in that show, we have a couple pieces by the first place winner of the first ever juried University of Oregon undergraduate art show. That's a mouthful.
That is super, though. I've seen those pieces. Yes. They're fantastic.
Her name is Emily Joyce Lee.
All right. Every show that you put on at the gallery, to me, looks fantastic. We reviewed
Thank
a couple
you.
Of them. They're quite beautiful. And I've also taken a couple of workshops myself there. Mm-hmm. So suddenly, it seems to me, you're doing this new foundation project. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. We noticed from the beginning in the gallery that as lively as our gallery is, there still seems something static about the gallery experience. So we have patrons who either come in because they love art, know a lot about art, or want to know about art. And we still see people coming in, sometimes feeling shy to ask questions. And we really wanted to do something about that, really wanted to help our community experience visual arts in a richer way, be able to see more deeply without us being the ones to explain to them what a piece means. So a group of us came together who share this passion and developed an arts education organization. It's aimed at adults. We'd love to work with kids, but we don't have that capacity mm-hmm. right now. So we can work with adults who work with kids, adults at all levels of art awareness. You might call it art literacy. And we've developed a core set of courses that, to me, look a lot like what you might take if you were signing up for a first year of art school.
But it's for people walking in off the street kind of people
right.
who don't want to go back to university or LCC
right.
and just need to, brush up, find out something new. What kinds of classes will these be? Give us some examples.
Sure. We have right now 8 core courses, and we start basically with an art history kind of class that explores modernism into postmodernism, what's gone on from the 60s to right now, and how did we get here? Why did we get here?
People are going to love that.
Whether you like it or not, it's fascinating to ask those questions. We have a course on design and composition. All of our classes are basically, we call them through the eyes of the artist. So
all kinds of things. And are you calling upon artists from all over?
Yes.
Eugene or Lane County?
We have artists and art experts from around Eugene. I think that they have different things in common.
Mm-hmm.
They're a well-known group.
Where can people go to find out about this?
So you go to Watershed Arts Foundation online, and when you go to that site, it will take you right to our mission, our reason for being, mm-hmm. our class list.
And this is a fairly minimal price.
Most of our courses are either standalone lectures or 4-session classes. The 4-session classes are $100 each.
Well, that's an amazing price. I think we're so lucky to have you and all your friends start with such a foundation. This has been Viz City. I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and that was Amy Eisler Gibson. She's the owner of the Gallery at the Watershed.
Thank you, Sandy.